Multinational internet and media group Naspers plans to form a new global consumer internet group, NewCo, comprising of all its internet businesses outside of the local market. NewCo's primary listing will be in Amsterdam, with a secondary inward listing on the JSE. Naspers, however, retains its primary listing on the JSE. And Ed Moyer, who's a market analyst at Oanda, joins us on the line now to discuss what this potentially spells for the company's strategy moving forward. Thanks so much, Ed, for your time this evening. So, right at the top, your reaction to the announcement from Naspers today. How significant a step is this, you know, with Naspers forming and listing a new global consumer internet group on Euronext Amsterdam?
Thank you for having me on. And yes, this was a very positive decision, in my opinion. Management has been under the gun for quite some time to release the value of their potential here and to close a lot of that holding company discount. So one of the key areas that you're going to see is that the initial announcement should have some positive effects on margin. And I think that the longer term picture, though, is that this is going to provide them with kind of a second home in Europe, and that's going to provide a lot more opportunity for acquisitions and investments. So that will be very positive, I believe, in the long run.
Ed, as you say, this is the first step to appeasing investors, in coming up with a solution to unlock value that was trapped within the Naspers stable, but already being highlighted, and I picked this up off Twitter, is that this is not going to be a silver bullet to addressing the discount, primarily because the e-commerce businesses are moving along with Tencent to the NewCo listing, and that a more effective option might have been a separate listing of the e-commerce businesses themselves. Do you agree?
I tend to agree, and I think that when we take a look at what has happened and management's motivation, we're going to see that these spinoffs are ultimately going to help the bottom line. And while they will have difficulty convincing investors that its management of assets, you know, at anything or other at a large discount, they're really just going to try to take advantage of where the global markets are right now and positioning themselves to be right in Europe at a time where this is probably very close to one of the weakest times we'll see Europe in. They'll be able to have lots of opportunities here to pick and choose lots of different investments in their wide portfolio.
You've been pretty emphatic about the investment opportunities it will now be able to leverage off. How rife is that investment landscape as you see it?
I think right now, when we take a look at global growth in the area, Europe is... some people are expecting the bottom to be very near. Some think this might be it. Right now, as far as on the equity side, most of the global indices have been propped up by accommodative stances by all the central banks across the world. But right now, Europe will have possibly the best valuations going into the first half of the year. So for a company like Naspers, who is looking to invest and find good opportunities, and I think that they'll have a prime opportunity here to pick and choose a wide range of tech type of businesses.
So that being said, Ed, what kind of interest, investor interest, do you see a NewCo being able to garner?
Very much. So right now, most of the street is looking for M&A activity to pick up. And what we're probably going to see is a further consolidation of some of the top players in a lot of these key sectors. So for tech companies, for communication companies, you're going to see probably a further consolidation down the road as everyone is focused on margins, and ultimately this will be very positive for companies. Now, initially, when they make that investment, you know, it might be negative on the stock, but in the long run, as they, you know, continue their dominance, this could be very supportive for Naspers in the long run.
So all of that being said, Ed, you know, there's still the vote required from shareholders before this can all get the go-ahead. Which way do you see votes leaning?
Right now, I do believe that this should be positively received by the shareholders. This has been in the works for quite some time. Naspers, they are just too big for the South African markets, and this is providing them, you know, their 99 billion market capitalization. It's about a quarter of the bourse's value, so this will help alleviate some of that, and I think that ultimately you'll see there will be probably more people in favor for this.
Yeah, well, let's leave it there. Ed, thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, Ed Moya, who's a market analyst at Oanda, going through the latest of what has been quite a few maneuverings from Naspers part over the recent past, where in early March we, of course, saw Naspers unbundle MultiChoice onto the JSE. It also recently trimmed back its stake in Tencent and sold its shares in India's Flipkart. So developments that are continuing to unfold and that we'll be monitoring for you.